This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The General Accounting Office has confirmed that over 1,000 Obamacare plans pay for abortion. Essentially, the president's promises of no abortion funding were empty. The probe into whether or not the Internal Revenue Service created ways to monitor churches and sermons is being stonewalled. The IRS is simply denying Freedom of Information requests about an IRS settlement with an atheist group, allegedly demanding that church activities be monitored. More news in a moment. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
Last week's news about a study in the Journal of Public Health and Epidemiology that hypothesizes a link between immunizations and autism needs clarification. To this point, no one has yet made a direct link saying that immunization causes autism. There are, however, several clear points the study does make. One is that vaccines are very impure. Retrovirus DNA is dangerous, and immunizations are loaded with up to 200 times the amount of retrovirus that the FDA considers safe. Another is that alternative cell lines are available, and that the FDA should urge development of immunizations with those less problematic cell lines. And what pro-life advocates say is that the use of tissue from victims of abortion used to make these immunizations creates a serious moral problem. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.